Oh, that's the last man, the Yom of the Mishnah. The Reb Shimon said, Afilu Boretz. Even if the Sefer rolled one sign onto the Rishus HaRabim, still you're allowed to roll it up to bring it up to you in the Rishus HaYochid, because since there's only an Issum with the Rabbanon here, the Rabbanon didn't make the Xeris B'mokim Kisvi HaKodesh. So if you can tell me now, the Reisha is also talking about like that, that the Iskup is a Rishus HaYochid, and in front it rolled one side, rolled into the Rishus HaRabim, so it's Zichu Osim and the Rabbanon to do it. Still, the Mishnah said it's Mutter, Mishum Kisvi HaKodesh is the Chumah that goes according to Reb Shimon. So if Gemara aim a sefer, what does the sefer the Mishnah say? We have Yehuda Roimer Afilo Ena Mesulik Minaret Ela Mole Machid Gadol Lo Yetzli. Yehuda says no. It's only mutter to roll up the sefer if it didn't reach the ground yet. As long as it's only mamisha a needle away from the ground, it's mutter. But if it reached the ground, then you can't roll it up. No, even if the other side of the sefer rolled down to the ground to the Rishus HaRabim, it's mamish munich on the ground, still you're allowed to roll it up to you. Because since it's only yasim in the Rabbonin, because one side is always in your hand, so it's only yasim in the Rabbonin, Reb Shimon treat there is, Rabbonin didn't make the xeris, the mocking bizoin of Kisvi HaKodesh. Here's the Chura, then the Mishnah is a bit of Madna. Reisha, the Sefer Rebbe Shimon. The way we're saying now, the Reisha, the Mishnah, the first case in the Mishnah, is also Rebbe Shimon. Because we're talking about an Iskupa platform now that is a Rishus HaYochid, and in front of it is a Rishus HaRabim, and still we're saying, even though the one side reached the ground, still you're allowed to roll it up. The Chura, that's only according to Rebbe Shimon. Obviously, the Reish, the beginning and the end of the Mishnah, is Rebbe Shimon. Or Mitzios, Rebbe Yehuda. And the middle of the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. It's a bit of Madna. Like, why does it say at the beginning, the first sheet of Reb Shimon, and then interrupt with Reb Yehuda's Shita? It should have said it all together. It's a bit of modernist pshat. And the Gemara Omer Reb Yehuda, so the Amoira Reb Yehuda says like this, Enoch Nami says, in, Reisha V'Sefer Reb Shimon, Mitzuyasa Reb Yehuda. That's not so shver. Enoch Nami can say like that. The beginning and the end of our Mishnah goes according to the Shita's Reb Shimon, that even though one side of the Sefer Mamish fell into the Rishus HaRabim, and it's awesome in the Rabbanon to roll it up, but still, it's mutter mishum kisvi hakodesh. And the mitziyasa, the middle of the Mishnah, says no. If it came within 10 tefachim, or else it didn't reach the ground, that's when it's mutter. But if it reached the ground, it's aser, that's not a libud Reb Shimon. Einach nami. The beginning and the end goes according to Reb Shimon, and the middle of Mishnah doesn't go according to Reb Shimon. That's what Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, wants to answer. Rabbi Rama Rabbi says no. I'll tell you, no, it's not, the ratio doesn't have to go according to Reb Shimon. The Reisha goes according to everybody. What's Pshana Reisha then? Why is it Mutter? Rabbi Rama Hocha V'Iskupo HaNedresa Saskinyan. We're talking about this stoop. It's like right in front of your house. That everybody walks over the stoop. It's a stoop that people walk over it in the dresses. So, Umishum Bizoyin Kisvi HaKodesh Shari Rabbonim. Now here it's mamash a tremendous Bizoyin. That you have a Sefer, imagine you have a Chumash, that rolled out over the front stoop of your house. That everybody walks. When you go out of your house and come into the house, you walk over the front step. So that front step is a tremendous bizoyin to have the sefer lying on it. Therefore, here the Rabbanu will make him. The Rabbanu will make him to say, you're allowed to roll up the sefer to you. That's the ratio. And this goes according to everybody. Now, the rest of the Mishnah is talking about that you have this sefer on top of your roof, and it rolled down. Now, roll down just means it's rolling down, that's all. Nobody's stamping on it, nobody's tripping or stepping on it. So there, it's machleik is how much they were makel. There, Reb Shimon says, even that is called a bizoyin, it's mutin. And Reb Yehuda says, no, since nobody stepping on it, there's not a bizoyin. But the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about a skupa means the first stoop of your house that everybody walks over, that's a tremendous bizoyin to have the sefer there. So therefore, about this only yosim of the Rabbanan to roll it up, we're talking about one side is still in your hand, just the other side went to the Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to roll it up now, mishum bizoyin, kisvi HaKodesh. Here everybody holds Rabbanan, hold the smutter. The Rashi says, "Hanedresses liyolam iskupa rishus yochid." We're talking about this first stoop is rishus yochid. Avol the dresses, the ragli harabim averus derech lo. A lot of people walk over this stoop. Of a mokum the dresses ragli b'neyodim oimdim ika bizoyin kisvi hakodesh. It's a tremendous bizoyin to let the sefer be there. Olachi shayu yilagoyol yetzloi ledomu the kara begad. Here it's a tremendous bizoyin to let it be on something you step over. So here the Rabbanu will make all that you're allowed to roll it up. Now Shenkin Stam fell off the roof and is just hanging down the side of the house. That's not such a big design there. They always say if one side reaches the ground, you're not allowed to roll it up. So you have to just turn it upside and turn it over that the ksav is facing the inside wall. That's not such a big design. This is Rabbi's teretz. For the Mara Eisvei Abaye, Abaye has a kasha to Rabbi. Eisvei Abaye, the Zabrait says Alochom, the now Mishnah, Toich Dal Danis, Gololoy Etzloy. Has even in the Reish of Al Mishnah, that song about the Eskupa, there's still a bright that says a chilik. That when is it mutter to roll up the sefer? Only if it only fell away within Dalad Amis. But if it rolled away from you more than Dalad Amis, then it's also to roll it up. Then you have to leave it there and just hoifchay al aksav, just turn it upside down, that the letters are facing the wall, so it's not such a big design. That's what a bright says. Now the kasher is, V'yam ritbi yiskup and address it askinon, if it goes like you rabba, that we're talking about this stoop, is a stoop that people step on, it's mamish a tremendous bizoyin, or bizoy mali teich dal damis, mali chutz dal damis. Mainaf kemin if it rolled, the other side rolled away from you, dal damis, or it didn't roll away from you, dal damis, mainaf kemin. And this you derise for sure does not, because one side is always in your hand. So since the whole chavis didn't leave your hand, there's no issur midiraisa in rolling it up. So it's only issur midirabbanan. So what do I care if it rolled away more than dalad amis, less than dalad amis? If the svara where we're saying it's mutter is because it went over such a stoop that everybody steps on and it's a tremendous design to the sefer, so it should be mutter. Whether it went dalad amis or not, minaf kamina, it should be mutter in both cases. So there's a kasha according to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, why does the braisa say more than dalad amis is also? Why should it be issur more than dalad amis? Where's the bizoyin? I mean, it's still a big bizoyin here. The Rashi says, "Mali chutz liyabo ha kula shvusi." It's only an issur of the rabbanon here. The oivde biyodik, about one side of the sefer is in your hand. There's no issur deraisa. Of a zoyin, mali mavra dal damas meshus rabbin, mali machtes meshus rabbin liskupa meshus yochid. Do kesharis lo mishum the oivde biyodik. Amonashok, you're not doing more than an issur of the rabbanon here. Because whether it rolled away dal damas or not, you're still picking it up from a Rishus Rabin to a Rishus Yochid. And it's only Asim and Rabbonin. There's a Bizoyin here. It should be Mutter in both cases. What's the difference? So the Mora Elo Am Rabbaya. Sabaya says this Bipshat here. Elo Am Rabbaya. Hocha Biyaskupa Karmlis Askinin. No. We're talking about this front stump, this front step is not 10 Tvachim high. It's not a Rishus Yochid. It's only, let's say, 5 or 6 Tvachim high. So therefore, it's only a Karmelis. It has to be more than 3 tvachim, but something more than 3 tvachim up until 10, 5, 6, 7 tvachim high, which is rochev, dalad by dalad, is called a karmelis. That's what we're talking about. This is scoop is only a karmelis. Trashi is scoop is karmelis, roch barabo, it's taka wide 4 tvachim, but it's not 10 tvachim high. For chutzal or rishus rabin, true, in front of this is a rishus rabin. Well, if nimhe menu rishus yochin, and in back of you is your house. So as you're walking out from your house onto this front step, but this front step is not 10 tefachim high, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only a Karmelis. And in front of that is Rishus Rabin. That's what we're talking about here. Piyaskupa Karmelis Haskini Rishus Rabin Oiveres Lefoner. Now, Teich Dal Damis, if it only fell away from you Dal Damis, then it's mutter to roll it up. Why? The Nofel. Because even if the whole thing would fall out of your hands completely onto the ground in the front of the Rishus Rabin, O Maitzilei, and you would carry it on top of this Eskupa, on top of this a step, which is a Karmelis, Lo Yosel Dechiv Chattis, you would not be doing an Issi Deraisa. Because since it's less than Dalad Amis away from you, so you're carrying in the Rishus Rabin less than Dalad Amis. Now what do you care? We are carrying it from Rishus Rabin onto this Karmelis. That's Mutter Midiraisa. So Midiraisa, you're not doing any Yisurim. So even if the whole thing would fall out of your hand, Midiraisa would be Mutter to bring it up. Therefore, Sharvulei Rabbonin. Therefore, even though it should be Yosim Midirabbonin, but Mishum Bizoyin HaKadosh Rabbonin will make it. That if the Sefer only fell within Dalad Amis away from you, so therefore, since one side is in your hand, you'll let it roll it up, bring it close to you. Because there's no sign to be over Nisir Midiraisa. Ma'ashen Kein Chutz L'Yarb Amis. Let's say the other side of the sefer rolled away from you, dalad amis. It rolled 4 amis into the Rishus Rabin. Now here, di maisi lei, also dechiv chatis. Let's say the whole sefer would roll that far. Even the side that's in your hand would leave your hand, and both sides of the whole sefer would go away from you, dalad amis. Now how would you get it back to you? You have to pick it up and walk dalad amis through the Rishus Rabin. And that's an issur d'oraisa. So since it's possible to be over in Yisri Deraisa, when it rolls away, Dal Damis, is L'Sher V'Lei Rabbonin. The Rabbonin were not Mekel. Even now, we're talking about that one side is in your hand still, so there's still no Yisri Deraisa, but the Rabbonin made Xerim. Even though one side is in your hand, the Rabbonin were guys, you can't roll it up, because maybe you'll do the same thing when the whole thing leaves your hand. And if it went away, Dal Damis, then you'll have to carry it back 4 amas through the Shas Rabbim, that would be an Yisri Deraisa. So therefore, since it's possible to be over this deraisa, the Rabbanan weren't mekel. Rashi, umaisilei mishus rabban liyaskupa is ain kan chiyav chatis. V'afilu ainoy debiyodu do mishus rabban lekarmelus mayel. If it's less than dal damis, all you're doing is carrying it from mishus rabban to a karmelus, which is mutter. Mashenkin chayav chatis shemaver ab ramas mishus rabban. If your mamish carries something 4 amas in mishus rabban, you chayav chatis. So tayohocho doig debiyodoy. Here, that it's attached to your hand, here the Rabbanan, though, were not mekel. It's even though it's only an issue of the Rabbanan, still the Rabbanan were machmir. A gzera, maybe you'll fall out completely into the Rishus Rabbin, and you'll have to carry it back. Da'al Damis, you'll be over an issue of the Raisa, therefore the Rabbanan were not mekel. Fred Gemari, Hochi, if that's the case, Teich Da'al Damis Nami Nigzer. Why don't you make gzera even Teich Da'al Damis? Let's say one side of the Sefer. Even if it only goes away 2 amas, it should also be yosir. Why? Dilma maya mishus rab mishus yochid. Let's make exerim. If the whole sefer left your hand and the whole thing fell into the rishus rabin, even if it's only 2 amas away, let's also be afraid. You're going to pick it up from the rishus rabin and you carry it true onto the first step, which is only a kamlis, but then you'll change your mind and bring it into your house, into the rishus yochid, which is a nisid iraisa. So why don't we make the gzera? Even though one side is in your hand, and or just one side fell 2 amas into Rishus Rabin, let's make gzera until the whole thing fell into Rishus Rabin, and then it's possible to be doing an Yisri Deraisa by carrying from Rishus Rabin into the Rishus Yochid. Hey, just like you say, if it rolls away 4 amas, we have gzera. Maybe the whole thing will fall away 4 amas, and you come to carry it out amas. Who are then if it only falls 2 amas away from you? But let's be choshish, maybe the whole thing will fall out of your hand, and the whole thing will be in the Rishus Rabin, and you'll come to pick it up, and you'll carry, not will you just stop on the first step, but you'll take it into your house. That'll be Nisid right. You carry it from Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid. V'chi Taimim, maybe you'll answer me. Kiva the Mavsekis Karmelis, Les Lanbo, since how do you have to walk here? You have to walk from the Rishus Rabin on top of your step, into the house. So since you have to walk through a karmelis, there wouldn't be an issi deraisa, because you're walking through like a mokum potim through a deraisa. So the Gemara name, the Yom Rova. Rova says the Gemara in Shabbos we had, Hamaver chefetz mitchilas arba, l'soif arba. If somebody walks with a chefetz in the Rishus Rabin, from the beginning of 4 amas to the end of 4 amas, ve'aviro derech olav, and even though while you're carrying it, you're putting it on top of your head, Derech Olav means the Chavis now is more than 10 Tfachim off the ground. So the Chur, which is like a Mokim Psur, still Yechayiv, still we say Yechayiv. Because since where the Mokim you picked it up to the Mokim you put it down was a way Dal Damis, you see Yechayiv. You don't say since in between you went through a Mokim Psur, you picked it over your head, which is more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, you should be Potter. No. The Iker is where was the Akira and where was the Anocha? Where did you pick it up from and where did you put it down? You picked it up in the Rishus Rabin and you went with the Dal Damas and put it down 4 amas further, you chayiv. It's the same thing here also. If you picked it up in the Rishus Rabin and you walked through the first step, which is a Karmelis, into your house, since the Akira was in the Rishus Rabin and the Anocha was in the Rishus Yochid, you'll be chayiv midiraisa. So we should have the same Zera. Even though it only fell away 2 amas, let's be guys, you come to carry it into your house. And the Gemara Hochav am I asking on the Eskupa Arucha. We're talking about this first step. This Eskupa is a very long step. It takes a long time till you walk it over. Adahochav Yochi Midker. That for sure you remember what you're doing. Like, what are we afraid of? Maybe the whole safe will fall out of your hand in the Rishus Rabin. You'll come to pick it up and walk with it onto the Eskupa, onto your first step. And from there you walk into the house. But since it's a long step, it takes you a few minutes to walk it, you'll zikr remember that what you're doing is usr. So for sure you won't carry it into your house. You'll like stop there on your scoop of the karmelis, so there wouldn't be an issue deraisa. That's why we don't make any xeris, maybe if it only falls away 2 amas. Because for sure, you remember yourself, you catch yourself when you're walking along this long step. The boy is saying another teretz is like this. L'yerlam b'yaskupa sheina rucha. No, they could be talking about the step is not so long. It's a normal step. Aye, the question is then, let's be afraid if the whole, maybe the whole thing will fall in Rosh Hashanah and you'll pick it up and carry it straight into your house. The teretz is v'stam kisvi akodesh iyunim ayin bo. Usually when you pick up a sefer, you look inside it, you learn a little bit. You mind inside it. Umonachle, and you leave it there. In other words, when you pick it up off the Rosh Hashanah and you bring it into your scoop onto your first step, that's the first chance you have to look into the sefer. So as soon as you get the first chance to look into it, mistama nansad, you look into the sefer. So you'll start learning the sefer into your scoop. So we're not afraid to carry it into your house. You won't get so far in your house, understand? As soon as you pick up a sefer, the first thing you do is start learning it. So in your first step, in your house, right away you start learning it. You'll never get inside your house with it. So we're not afraid you'll come to carry straight into the house. Trashi kimata be a scooper for Rayomid Bekamlis. That usually you start learning the sefer right away. So in the Shus Rab, maybe not. So you walk with the sefer onto your first step. As soon as you get onto your first step, you'll start to mayin. And when you mayin, you can't walk. You have to stand still. So you'll make like a hanukkah there. So you'll for sure stop on the first step. So there's no gzer you'll come to carry straight into your Shus Yochid. That's why if it only fell 2 amas away, there's no shiloh deraisit zuchamutur. It's only a suffix. If it rolled away 4 amas, then we have the gzerim. Maybe the whole thing will fall away daldamis, and then you come to carry daldamis, you'll be chayiv. Fred the Gemara, name Volechish, Dilma Mayin Bob Rishusarabin, maybe you'll pick it up in Rishusarabin. And Svaket, as soon as you pick it up, you start to learn the Sefer. So in Rishusarabin, you'll learn the Sefer. And then when you get finished learning it, V'yayalul Ahedjib Rishusarabin, Rishusayachid, you'll come straight in from Rishusarabin to Rishusayachid. And what's your terrace that you don't learn when you first pick it up? No, on the step, who says? When you pick up the sefer in the Shus Rabin, you learn the sefer there. And when you get finished learning, you'll decide to go straight into your house. So again, you're carrying from Rosh Hashanah Rabin into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So maybe there should be Gzeira. Have the Gemara, Hormani Ben Azahi. Our din here, our Mishnah has to go according to Ben Azahi. At least it's less brighter. The Omar, Ben Azahi says, Mahalach Koy Medomi. When you walk over a Carmelis, over a Mokum Tur, that's the same halach as if you stop there. So here, the Sefer fell into Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Now to get it into your house, you have to walk over this first step. So you're walking from Rosh Hashanah Rabin through the Carmelis into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, into your house, into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So even though you didn't stop on the step in the Carmelis, but according to Ben Azai Mahalach, even though a person is walking, it's also considered Koymid. It's considered like he stopped. So it's considered like you stopped in a Mokim Ptur Midiraisa, you stopped in the Carmelis, therefore there wouldn't be any Yisra Diraisa. For the Gemara of Vedilma Zorak Lo Mizrak, but maybe you'll pick up the sefer in Rosh Hashanah Rabin and you'll throw it straight into your house into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And in that you'll be chayiv. The Yomar Rabbi Yochanan Moida Ben Azai Bezerik, that Ben Azai is Moida. If you throw it through a Carmelis into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, if you're standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabin and you take your chayfas and throw it through the Carmelis into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that you're chayiv. Ben Azai only says if you're walking and your feet is walking over the Carmelis, so Mahalach is Koymid. By walking, your feet is touching the ground, it's considered like you're stopping on the ground. But if you stomp through it straight through, then you would be Chayiv. So why aren't we afraid here if the Sefer falls even 2 amas into Rosh Hashanah Rabin? Again, you're standing in this a scoop that's a Carmelis. It'll fall in front of you into Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Why aren't we afraid that maybe both sides of the Sefer will fall in Rosh Hashanah Rabin? You'll go there to pick it up, and you'll throw it straight into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. There'll be an issue there, Isa. So you shouldn't be allowed to at all roll it up. Have the Gemara Poshid, Omer Rav Acha Bar Avo, Zoy Se Meris, Ein Nezarkin, Kisvi HaKodesh. The Meret Sarai, you're not allowed to throw Svarim. We're not afraid someone will stand outside and throw it inside his house. That's a bizoin, you're not allowed to throw a Sefer. So Melu, the only way to do is to walk it. So this Bryce is going a Libet of Ben Azai, that if you walk with the Sefer through the Carmelis, you put them in the Raisam. Therefore the Rabbanon don't make any Xeris. It's only us if it goes away, Dal Damas. Alright, that was Sefer's Kashkin. According to Ben Azai, why are you ever chayiv if you walk 4 amis and the Rishus Rabin, the Chur, as soon as you walk one step, let's say as if you stop there. Then you take another step as if you stop there also. So you never walk down amis in one straight flow. You always stop in between. So that's what he says, that's treated, that's halacha l'mashim sinai. That even Ben Azai is moida. If your mamish walk down amis and Rishus Rabin, for that the Torah was mechayiv you. Ben Azai is only saying if you walk through a Carmelis. If you walk from Rosh Hashanah Rabin through a Carmelis into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then you put them. Because by walking over another Rosh Hashanah, it's considered as if you stopped there, and therefore you put them. Right, our Mishnah says, Hoyekura Bereisha Gag. Next part of the Mishnah says, if you're reading the Sefer on top of your roof, and it falls down, yeah, so it says, look, but if it didn't reach the bottom 10, you're allowed to roll it up. If it reached the bottom 10 tefachim, then Hoyekura Yalaksav. That's the Yehuda Shita. No, that's the Tanakama Shita. That you have to turn it over, that the Sav is facing the wall. For the Gemara, Mishari is a mutter to do that, to turn a Sefer upside down. For your Tanya, people that are writing Svarm, Sefer Torah, Tfilin and Mezuzas, you're not allowed to take a Sefer and turn it like this, upside down. To turn a Sefer upside down is a bizoin. It's not nice to make the Sefer go upside down. Plug, you have a Tfilin or a Mezuzah, you're not allowed to turn it upside down. If you want to leave it, what do you have to do? You have to put on top of it a piece of cloth. Put a beggar on top of it. That's the covet, but not to turn it upside down. And here we're saying, if the sefer rolled out of your hand and it's rolling down the side of the wall, don't let it stand outwards, but rather turn it upside down, turn it backwards, that the ksav faces the wall. It would be nicer just to put a cloth over it, but here you can't do it. The whole sefer, like 20 feet of the sefer, rolled down. You don't have a cloth so big. There we're talking about some. You have this tefillin or mezuzah here, so just cover it up. That's nicer. V'loy opich, ike bizoyin kisvei kodesh tvei. Now here, where the sefer is rolled down from the top of the roof to the floor, if you can let it be rolled out like this, that the ksav sticks outwards, that's a bigger bizoyin. So therefore, it's nice if you turn it backwards, that the ksav is facing the wall, that people don't see the ksav, to hear it's less of a bizoyin. That's why if you have no other eitzah, you're allowed to do this. So what's the eitzah? It says you can't roll it up. You have to just turn it upside. You have to turn it, the ksav face the wall. But what's the Tanakama Shita? That once one side of the sefer reached the yutfachim of the ground, it came into the avar of the Shusha Rabin, you're not allowed to be goylich. You can't roll it up to you. Fretzgumar, why not? It's hanging in the air. There's not even Issam the Rabbonin. Kol Zaman, one side didn't rest on the ground, there should not even be an Issa D'Raisa. It didn't rest, there's no even Akir at all. Omarova, B'Kaisa, Mishupa. We're talking about, no, the wall is slanty. We're talking about now, the wall is a slanty wall. So you're standing over here, and the Sefer rolled down. So it didn't like this time roll down and hanging, it rolled down along the wall. So Lamaisa, the Sefer is resting on the wall. The locker of the wall is in Rosh Hashanah, the tenth fochim of the wall is fitted like a Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, if it's resting, the Sefer is rolled down, resting on the wall. If it reached the bottom tenth fochim of the wall, it's fitted like the bottom part is resting in the Rosh Hashanah. Then it's also in the Rabbanon to roll it up. That's the Tanakh Mishita. You can't roll it up if it reached tenth fochim of the ground. Now the Gemara B'Kaisu Meshupa, it's a slanty wall. How are you saying, what is the Mishnah talking about? That the wall is slanty. What is the next Monday? Even though it didn't reach the ground, it's only off the ground. Mamasha needles length, the width. It's mamasha small, very small away from, very, very small away from the ground. Still it's mutter to bring it up. Is goyol or yetzlei? Is the kasha of onachle? Why is it mutter? What do you mean it's a needle's space away from the ground, but it's mamish resting on the kaisel? If you're telling me the kaisel is slanty, so why? What do I care if it's off the ground, the tefach, or mashu? It's resting though. It also should be yasa. Like, why does Yehuda say the svara, Kozman is not reaching the ground? What do I care if it doesn't reach the ground? But the chavit is resting on the wall, and the wall is the Rosh Hashanah here. Something is missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way the Mishnah should say. When is our Mishnah talking about that says that if it goes down within 10 tefachim, it's asur, you can't roll it up? That's because of Meshupa. You're talking right. If the wall is a slanty wall, that the one side of the sefer rolled down is resting on the wall, that's called its munach, and 10 tefachim of the ground is a Rosh Hashanah, it's awesome, they're about to roll it up. True. But what about